This episode of the Inner Ho Uprising is sponsored by you. That's right, you. All of your Patreon donations, PayPal donations, five-star reviews on both Apple as well as Stitcher, shout-outs on social media, articles, in your podcasts, mentions to your friends, IHU merchandise purchases, all make this show possible week in and week out. It's an epic time. Thank you very much, homies. This episode of the Inner Ho Uprising is also available for your viewing pleasures on YouTube. If looking at people while they podcast is your thing, then you can click the YouTube link in our show notes and gaze along as we talk our shit. Inner Ho Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, pansexual feminist hoe who accidentally scrambled up a mountain today and whose pronouns are she, her, and I'm also testing out they for try, so you can call me they. Well, don't call me they, call me Sam, but use they, because that's how pronouns work. And I'm joined by my lovely co-hosts.
Yes, me, Rob the God, agender, feminist, firefighter with a fatty, pronouns they, them, and daddy, who actually brought Sam on the scramble.
And Akua, your friendly neighborhood demisexual hoe who was not a part of this scramble and waiting for details.
Probably better that way.
Pronouns she, her.
Cool. Okay. Every episode of the Inner Ho Uprising works like this. Myself and my lovely rotating co-hosts talk about sex, love, and dating as it pertains to current events in the world, our lives, and yours. And occasionally we hit you with interviews with insightful folks or do deep dive episodes on a topic of our choice or just do whatever the fuck you want because it's our show. Thank you very much. This episode, we're reviewing the worst and possibly the best, I don't know, of the ridiculousness that the internet has to offer in the realm of sex, love, and dating. Everything from my personal favorite, sexy robots, then we got some thirsty motherfuckers talking to themselves in the DMs, witch bitches, and much, much more.
And if you would like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHoUprising so we can see it, and the hashtag pod in so other people could see it. And if you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at InnerHoUprising without the G on Twitter, InnerHoUprising with the G on Instagram and Facebook. And you can join our Facebook group by searching InnerHoUprising Community. That's spelled CMCUMMUNITY. Niggas do not have a voice. And you can also head to InnerHoUprising.com to pay a hoe.
Do you want to pay us to speak virtually at your school or conference about sex positivity, black feminism, podcasting, or other kinds of topics we discuss on this here show? Do you want to pay us to speak in person at your school or conference about sex positivity, black feminism, podcasting, or other kinds of topics that we discuss on this here show? We would love to do either. Also, if you'd like us to host a consent, pleasure, or dating workshop for your organization, we'd like to do that too. To book us, you can send us a line to ihupodcast@gmail.com. We have a segment, but first, let's talk a little bit about what happened today.
Okay, we're going to unpack this hike. So let me
In 5 minutes or less.
Okay, so I'm going to introduce this hike. This hike is called Breakneck Ridge. It's in upstate New York, and the women firefighters in my group, they went on this hike like last week. I didn't go, and me and Sam, we were supposed to go hiking, and I was like, cool, if they did this, like, I don't have to do any research, so let's just do this thing. I did not do any Google. I just knew how to get there. And
which is important. It's important to get there.
Yes. It's most important to get there. And me and Sam, we packed. We were very prepared. I had a huge bag. Sam had a smaller bag, but still like a decent sized bag. And we hiked. We hiked. We got there. We got lost a little bit.
We didn't hike.
We didn't.
I'm like, this sounds like trauma. We hiked.
We didn't hike.
Okay, so
we scrambled. And not eggs, nigga. It wasn't eggs.
We walked up. It was up rocks. We walk up to this mountain, we look at it, and we go, okay, maybe, because, you know, the little bit of research, so quick point, you must read when you do your research. You gotta read when you do your research.
And not at 7:10 a.m.
Yes, you gotta do it when you're like fresh and ready and not when you're on your way. You gotta research. But we see this fucking mountain and we're like, okay, cool, maybe like we get to like, you know, like one of these peaks, and that's when the trail starts. And that's what makes sense. Yeah. That's how it happened. So like this mountain,
it just kept being peaks.
It's just rocks.
So here, let's show just a rocks. Picture.
Yeah, pull up that fucking picture. Oh my God.
I'm not even going to pull up a picture that we took because our cameras weren't out at that time. I'm going to just show.
Oh, hell no.
There you go. That's what it fucking looked like. Holy shit. So we thought you get to this point and then you like you hike. But the thing is that there's like four peaks. So you're basically just constantly going up and up and up. And we thought it was going to end, but it actually never did.
We're still on the hike.
Quite literally, we never left. You have to get to the top of the mountain to descend the mountain safely.
Yes.
So we had to climb to the top. When we Googled how high it was over 1,000 feet, which is about the height of the Empire State Building.
Yep.
And we did it. There was a point. We met a lot of angels, a lot of people who helped us along the way. And basically we knew what we were doing, but we needed affirmation. But there was a guy who like physically helped me because there was a point where I was like, I was holding onto a rock like this, like hugging it, like literally holding onto this rock. Sam's like, I don't know, should we go down? And I'm like,
I just didn't want to keep going up, but I also was very unconfident in going down. So I think we just needed a moment to reassess. And the fact that he came in and was just like, oh yeah, it's possible. There is a peak.
And I'm like, please help me. And then he grabbed my black ass up and we got there and we finished. And we did finish. We got some really beautiful pictures. We got to see the Hudson River like 7 times. We got down, we descended. That took a long time. But another key part is when we finally descended, because the nigga said, oh, it's going to be a leisurely walk through the woods. It was not fucking leisurely. And it was not a walk. It was like a run / slide / we almost got attacked by a snake /
we did not. This nigga loves to embellish. The snake popped out and then got scared of us and popped back.
It hid him in some leaves and it was kind of cute, like a little puppy. But it also scared the shit
out of
me.
It was scary though. It felt like it was going to attack us.
I've never seen a snake in action, so that was pretty intense. We passed some really nice water, but point is, we thought, because again, me and Sam didn't read. We found out at the very end, like when I got home, that we didn't read again. But we thought we were leaving out a way that we were supposed to end up back where we were. We ended up in another town.
Yeah. We ended up in the next town over.
That was
like
almost
there's one
away.
Train station and we ended up at the next train station. And if you think about like how an Amtrak or a Metro North works, it was that kind of train station away.
Yeah. So we tried to figure it out on our own. We realized we couldn't. Bitches was telling us to walk on the side of the road. That's like, besides being illegal, it's
white niggas
do
be wilding though.
There was a white woman who was like trying to give us advice. And then she's like, oh, you got to go back, which was like another half an hour walk. And I'm like, I can't do this. And I was like, hey, did you drive here? And she didn't answer. And I'm like, did you drive here? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, can you give us a ride? It was 3 minutes away. But she was nice. She drove us back. We got back to the car. And we made it. We got lost in the Bronx.
We made a couple of wrong turns, according to Siri. It'd be like that oftentimes.
We made a couple of wrong turns in general.
Yeah, like in life. But
like,
you know what? Foot on ground. Uh-uh. Foot on ground. I'm very proud of you.
We did. Sam led the way for the most part. I led the way in the beginning, and I was like, I'm not equipped to do this. Sam's endurance is fucking incredible.
Niggas do be playing tennis though.
OD. But I also had this massive.
She had a large back.
It was just the silliest thing I've ever done as an adult. Looking up, we should have been like, we should not do this. But instead, we decided to keep going. It was just the most ludicrous experience I've ever had that we did not have to experience, but we did. And now we have bragging rights with all the white people because we also saw all black people.
And so we saw a lot of people turn around and be like, okay, I'm not
finishing down the cliff.
Yeah, that's why I didn't want to turn around, because I didn't want to walk back down that cliff.
Oh my God. But I feel like at the beginning points where people were walking down, it might have been better. It might have been, but I don't know. I just couldn't risk tumbling down the side of that thing.
I've fallen down the steps in my home enough, okay? I ain't walking down those.
To be like, no.
Like the way you walk it, just for reference, before I'm done, you have to use your hands. So you're not
That's
walking.
What scrambling is, yes.
Yeah, you're climbing. So it's like, it's in between rock climbing and hiking. It's like riking. You're like literally, we're using our hands. We're finding it's places Rutgers to put Island. Our feet. It OD reminds me of rock climbing.
Yeah.
Like finding, like we're literally looking up, okay, cool. Like this is a problem. How do I fix this problem? How do I go up this problem? Okay, Sam, go to the left because I was below her. Yo, go to the left, put your foot there. Okay, go to the right. All right, go to the left. Like trying to find the trails and shit. It was just a lot happening. It was a lot of teamwork. Do not go on a scramble that you thought was a hike and do not do that shit by yourself.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend
it. Do not do that shit on a date.
That's not a cute date idea. That's not a cute date idea. It's a horrible date idea. My dad asked me that. I was like, no, don't take anybody here.
You'll find out about a person, about the personality. And if it's not
yeah,
good,
Rob likes to make really morbid jokes.
Yeah, I make a lot of
in the face of imminent doom. So that's good.
A lot.
So it sounds like you need a foundation of friendship if you're to do this.
Yes.
More than that.
More than
this allows
family.
I am very proud of both of you for making it back because I would still be on that.
Yeah, I was gonna say Akua always likes to say I would follow Sam off a bridge. Would you go would've. Up Breakneck Ridge though?
No, but the thing is, Sam, I would have and then would have realized my fucking issue and would have told you to leave me there, and I would still be there to this day, bitch. I'd be there right now.
Not calling in an airlift for Akua.
Okay,
drop the rope.
Go find her because she not coming back. So my dumb ass would have followed you up that goddamn mountain anymore.
There was also nowhere to like chill.
Yeah.
There was nowhere to like
There was no chill.
Like the only place to chill was on the rock. So we would walk and then you just stop walking and go break. Like to get to the summit was like, it was like 500 feet in the fucking sky.
Quite high.
No, there was no chill.
Yeah.
This would have been a bad time if I was there.
You would have just
yes,
fell off the side of the
It would have been a bad time if I was there.
I
would have
just stopped walking and be like, right.
I would have stopped.
No, Samantha, I can't. I can't.
I love you, but I can't. So, all right, bye.
Thank you, bye. Take care of Dave.
Yeah. I hope you live a good life.
Oh, that's funny. Well, yeah.
Come visit me one day. I'll still be here.
If you are doing ridiculous shit this summer, let us know, man. Let us know.
We're trying to find more white people's things to do.
Okay, white people's. I know you listen to the podcast. Here's your time to shine.
Let us know.
Let us know what you be doing. I know y'all motherfuckers be scrambling.
We know.
I know a great scramble. Oh my god, eggs, bitch. I'm done.
Okay, next segment. Or first segment.
Grandma! Yeah. Are you a hoe?
Yeah. Yes. All right. Hoe of the Week is this segment. It's where we shout out the homies who have supported Inner Hoe Uprising in the past week. Hoes of the Week get special nicknames, and the game, if they choose to participate, is to guess the meaning behind their nicknames. This week, we got Sarah McKeeby. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry, Sarah. I'm tired. We got Sarah McKeeba, a.k.a. Geechee Gal Griot, who released the first episode of her podcast, Work in Our Roots. I really enjoyed the episode and I highly recommend her podcast in general. Quickly, before we get to the whole of the week reason, one major takeaway that I had listening to this podcast was the reminder of the importance of holding space for others to grow because you personally didn't always know shit. I have deep issues with that. Not when it comes to my friends, which I feel like I hold ample space for, or my family, which I hold ample space for, but these niggas, gender neutral, but these, like if you're courting me romantically and you are just not there, I hate you. And that's something I need to work on, but I'm not in therapy anymore. So listen to Sarah's podcast really helped me out for a minute. Give niggas grace, goddamn.
No, not these niggas. Yeah. Gender neutral.
It'd be
like,
hard.
No.
It'd be hard, but it's okay.
But we'll grow. We'll
step at a time.
We'll grow. Hold the Week reasoning. Shout out to Sarah. So Sarah has this particular segment in Work in Our Roots podcast called Purple and Green. And for this week's Purple and Green, or that episode week's Purple and Green, she basically gave a whole community of podcasts that she draws from their flowers. And it was just really affirming to hear. Like, it was really dope. And she was like, oh, I heard about, like, sexually liberated woman because I was Googling. And from there, I found Tea with Queen and Jay. And from Tea with Queen and Jay, I found Queer Walk and Bag Ladies and Inner Hole Uprising. And from Inner Hole Uprising, I found In Those Jeans. And it was just like, oh, you giving the whole squad their fucking flowers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Black on Black connections.
Yeah. Right. And I even learned about some podcasts and just, I guess, thinkers of our time, which is something that I think that, like, we know that we're all thinkers of our time, but hearing someone else affirm that we are, like, we're philosophizing out here. Like, we're creating theory out here. Yes, nigga.
Rob Catiz.
Us?
Yes, Akua. What? We just talked about this yesterday
I be doing a thing.
And I should shout them out, too, but I forget who they are. I forget their at on Instagram. But the thing Rebecca went to where it was like, here's a whole episode, and we're doing a podcast listening session on this episode of Inner Hole Uprising to draw... Yeah. Like, details from it. Like, niggas are theorizing. Our friends are theorizing. And yeah.
Sam Ratio, Rob Curtiz, and Rod Curtiz. And I gotta find one for Akua, because those are the only two I got. Akua's Inferno. Sorry.
It's the like, I thought you were speaking a different language at first before I caught on to what the fuck you were talking about. I'm trying to be like, yes, we're philosophers. Sam Curtiz.
No, you're Sam Ratio, Rod Curtiz, and the allegory of the Akua.
The allegory
I like it. Somebody put it on a t-shirt. Okay. Okay.
Oh, Rob Toe. Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
Thank you very much, Sarah. Our next hoe of the week is Belle. Shout out to Belle. Belle's nickname is Cunning Hast because we're just throwing it back to high school today. Belle commented on literally every YouTube video. And nigga, I love that level of engagement. Thank you very much, Belle. Great friend and staunch supporter of the Inner Hole Uprising podcast. And sometimes books are flights. So thank you for that, Belle.
Plans my vacations, okay?
Then we got Leela B, a.k.a. All Info for the B.E.A. I flipped it around a little bit. R.I.P. to Biggie. Mm-hmm. Who upped their pledge on Patreon. Thank you very much, Leela. If you would like to be... Thank you. If you would like to be a hoe of the week and get a cool nickname, here are some things you can do. You can leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can feature us in an article you've written, a podcast you've recorded or produced. You can shout us out on social media. These are non-monetary ways you can support us. We love monetary and non-monetary support, and we understand that in these uncertain times, every time is uncertain, though. So it's not even these uncertain times anymore. All times are uncertain.
All times.
But we understand that monetary support just ain't feasible for niggas. Please do not spend your last dollars on us. Put you and yours first. If you can spare some change, you can donate to us on PayPal by going to paypal.me/innerho, or you can become a patron by going to patreon.com/innerhouprising. The links to which are in the show notes. Also a reminder that if you do become a patron on Patreon for $2 a month, you can participate in things like our Slack chat, our patron-only film nights, and for $5 a month, you can join our Monday night Zoom hangouts, and at any Patreon tier, you receive access to our episodes a few days early, entry to our workshops and parties, pre-episode hangouts. You will also be able to enter into our hoe scavenger hunt, in which we are calling you to document your hoe summer 2021 based on a list of prompts provided by yours truly, us, the Inner Hoe Uprising podcast. And if you win said competition, you can win a prize. This is for patrons only. The prize and scavenger hunt will be disclosed on Patreon. This is available for all patrons, no matter the tier. We really just want you to have fun.
And live your best life.
Living my best life. What's that nigga's name? Lil Duval? Fuck him, though.
Yeah.
He's like a misogynist. Yeah, he's a misogynist and a transphobe. Yeah. Probably colorist. All the bad things. But good song, though.
Good song. Well, Snoop Dogg really made that song, so...
He's no better, okay.
Nobody's good. Everybody's
sucks. I remember one time I was going to an all-white party, so I bought an all-white shirt with Snoop Dogg on it, and then 2 days later, he called Gayle King a dog-faced ass bitch. I was like, damn, son. Couldn't you have done that before I bought the shirt?
Let me just...
Okay, let us play the intro for this segment.
Oh my God, what is that? Oh my God, what is that?
Oh my God, what is that? Is the full sentiment of our first and only segment today. This is Fuck Is This. It is a moment to discuss, rant about, or laugh at nonsense in the realm of sex, love, and or dating, primarily on the internet. So this episode, we're doing the entire internet. And we're starting off with a hot bot summer. You've heard of hot girl summer, hot person summer, hot boy summer. No, nigga. This is for my motherfuckers who don't have blood vessels, okay? This is for my niggas who don't have genomes up in here. All right.
For the niggas who have hard wiring, exactly, okay? We're doing the robot. I mean, it makes the robot. Oh my God.
I mean, it just. Rob
the bot of Kwanzaa. Okay, I'm sharing my screen now. Here we have our first. This is so ridiculous. It's going to be such a silly episode. All right. If you're looking on YouTube, you can see what's going on. If you're not, I will, I guess, narrate it for you. There's a robot. Or does anybody else want to take a pass at narration? The fact that it has no sound.
Oh, I will.
Right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Cool, cool. I'm ready.
So here we have.
I can't. It's ridiculous. All right. Okay. Yeah, go for it. Cool.
Okay. So what we're looking at is a video of a stripper robot, I guess.
Stripper.
It's all I can describe.
Android. Is that an Android?
A stripper.
But not Android. The cell phone.
Bye. Not the
A humanoid robot. A humanoid robot.
Yeah, humanoid robot.
I do want to say, you know, I don't even know the pronouns of this robot. They. It's
they.
I mean, it's like our robot sentient. Not yet. But
this one might be.
This one might be.
Hips are gyrating.
All right, so like, we haven't explained what's happening. I'll take a stab at it. So we have an all-white sentient robot who's going to take. No, I'm just kidding. We have an all-white humanoid robot that is on a stripper pole wearing some white pumps, kind of in a squat on the stripper pole, one hand above their thighs, and they're just like wine panda buddy, meow wine panda buddy. On the stripper pole, like they are just winding that thing in a circle.
They got the mega knee.
Yeah, they're in a squat. They're winding that ass in a circle, and honestly,
and the butt is a butt, like,
right? It's a bubble butt. It's
two
bubble, bubble, bubble,
it's
butt.
Literally two fucking cheeks.
Yeah. So I'm turned on, man.
With titties. Got titties at the top.
Yeah, little
nice
little
hands.
Beast things. Yeah.
Like really really cute hands. Or hand.
You want what? Cool.
Small feet.
I want to add that they are not wearing heels. I believe their feet are actual heels.
Oh,
see, that's
shit.
A bad bitch that I can't compete with.
No, this is how you know that.
This is you.
This is how you know it was created by a man. Because only cis men would think that your feet need to be heels.
True, but
I don't
it
be
makes
seeing
it sexy.
Barefoot strippers, though. I don't really be seeing that.
It don't slap the same, because then I have a lot of concerns about your feet on the floor, just hanging out on
like,
the floor.
There's no other there's no other shoe options for
forgot
strippers.
This foot daddy ass nigga over here.
I'm sorry,
is worried
I'm
about
concerned
the foot.
About people's feet. I'm sorry, yeah. I just love them, but I mean the pumps are pumping.
Those are nice
the
pumps.
Kneeing, the fucking yes. It's just you.
I wish there was sound.
To find this video because it's like just the it's a very fluid wine. And you know what? Somebody for Carnival and for Juvid and for Labor Day weekend, we're going to see this shit sped up to some Frick fucking
down.
Soca. Yeah. It's Carnival. Go ahead, wind your waist.
Yeah, hot bot summer. Coming to a city near you. Fortunately or unfortunately, depending on... I don't know what your preference is.
Oh, and what was the tweet that somebody put accompanying that? Oh, I didn't think I'd be replaced this quickly.
Yes. Yes. The caption for the tweet is, they said robots would replace us. I just didn't think I'd be replaced this soon.
Yeah. Too soon.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah. I don't mind it. I hail to my robot overlord, because they can whine better than me, nigga. My knees be robot. Hurting. All robots are my robot overlord, nigga.
Okay. I mean,
can I do anything without Siri in my calendar? No.
Yes, you can.
I don't
Sounds
own
like,
a physical calendar.
I don't do that
anymore.
Archaic shit where I use pens and paper.
I really don't.
Nah,
I
relics.
Really don't. Okay. Next up, we have Do It Be Squirting. What are your goals? So this one, I'll share a screen again. It's loading. This is a, what would you call this brand of tweet? Thirst tweet?
Thirst. Yeah, that's a thirst tweet. Okay. There's nothing else to it. That is a thirst that wanted to be quenched. That just didn't quite work.
I guess it's like that sometimes.
A thirst fail.
Okay.
Because I ain't even shooting your shot.
So this tweet is from @NoMG. And it's just a screenshot of their DMs. And on Monday at 1:10 p.m., we have a person who messaged them saying, "Do it be squirting?" No question mark or anything of the like, just "Do it be squirting?" So how do you say that without it being a question? Do it be squirting? I don't know.
Yeah. Do it be squirting?
No, that's a question.
Still sounds like it.
No. Okay.
Do it be squirting?
Do it be squirting?
Do it be squirting? Anyway, okay. And then days later, it says yesterday at 12:26 a.m., what are your goals? Question mark.
Following no response to "do it be squirting."
So we've had a very sharp.
They circle back to engage you in what are your goals.
Very sharp change.
Exactly. I came up with a better question.
Yeah, very... Very different question, though. I feel like there's a middle ground, but maybe not. And then same day, about 10 hours later at 10:33 p.m., I'm so sorry.
I'm so curious about what was said before.
Yeah, that we can't see. Because I don't know. You know, this might have made all of the sense. Like,
facts.
The picture before could have been a pussy picture. And this facts. Person might have been well within their right to be like, "Do it be squirting." That's your pussy. Do it be squirting. And then what are your goals? Could have been like, what are your pussy goals? I don't know.
I'm saying, what are your pussy goals? What are your squirting goals? Are you trying to squirt further? Yeah. Or are you
talking about
squirt?
1 foot or 2 feet?
Would you like a longer squirt? Is your squirt too short? Can I lengthen your squirt?
More fluid or less? I don't know.
Is what color is the fluid of your squirt?
Oh, no. It's like a gynecologist.
That might have been the first question.
Yeah. And we missed it.
Yeah, we don't know. We need context. So my question to you all is, do people talk to themselves in your DMs?
No.
Rob is vehemently nodding their head. Rob's like, yes.
I got some wild DMs. I'm just like, I'm never going to answer you.
What they be saying? Uh-oh.
I've been asked if I was... male to female.
Oh, no.
And then I was asked by the same person, "Do you escort?" And then I was asked, "How much do you charge?"
Just talking to themselves.
A whole conversation just about themselves. Because what?
Themselves?
It's like, what compels you to ask me this?
Who? Does this person listen to this show?
No, I was some random person.
Because I was going to say, stop listening right now.
Yeah, I doubt it. If turn I listen to the show, like, I feel like you could have answered 3 out of 3 of those questions pretty fucking quickly. Yeah,
I don't know. There's
odd.
People who listen to this and are like, wait, what? You're non-monogamous? I say it every fucking day. I'm on every episode.
I don't understand.
Do you
sorry.
Listen?
I never heard you say that. I never heard you say that.
You sure? Like, yeah, I edit it too.
Lying. I hit it too.
I'm pretty sure I know what I say. Thank you.
I have that and just the talking to yourself and then replying to all of your stories with like some wild shit. I did have a guy who definitely asked me out like every other week for like 2 months. And it's the same kind of question like over and over again. And it was always like it was new.
And you never
like,
responded?
No.
Until
I think
it?
I did finally once, and I was like, I'm literally not interested.
Mm-hmm.
And
some people need an explicit though, I guess.
It was almost like he deleted the conversation
to start
every
it
time.
Over again.
Like, there's no way you could ask this in the same realm 14 times
That's
and think that something niggas like you didn't see it. You didn't see it.
That's
you didn't
really
see it. There's no way.
So I have some people who speak to themselves in my DMs, but I usually just block them because I think that's like objectively creepy behavior. And if you're doing that, you're going to try to kill me one day and I don't want you to do that. So I got you're not going to succeed, but like you have to be blocked. Then there's the it's like if I think that you're being too thirsty and we're not on that level, or you're trying to like cross a barrier or something like that, I'll let you talk to yourself at 12 a.m. And then when you change the topic at 2 p.m. the next day, I will respond to that. Yeah. So that's just my like,
I'll be gone.
You got negative or positive.
How you be like in the fuck, girl? Huh? I'm asleep. It's like, I pretend I do not see it.
That's positive reinforcement. I answer when you
treat
say
these niggas like
things.
Dogs.
I do not answer when you say bad
it's
things.
It's a Pavlovian response.
I mean, niggas took psychology classes in college.
No, they didn't.
I have a degree.
Oh, you? I thought you meant these niggas.
Yeah, you definitely. Oh, no, these niggas. Even if they did, it's not like anything fucking stuck.
All right. Cool.
Oh, you want to do toxic masculinity next?
Yeah.
This was a tweet from at 2K Slut. Love it. And they wrote, please bring toxic masculinity back, because why I show up to a date and me and him was wearing the same shirt? Which just, it just takes me out every time. Which to then someone commented and asked, who looked better? And 2K Slut replies, he ate me up. Had to wear my jacket.
Damn.
That's
part of the reason why he ate you up, though. Because me, I'm going to be a bold bitch about it. Like, we wearing the same shirt and what's up, nigga? Even if you look better, I'm going to try to out-confidence you at the very least. I'm going to ask the waiter, like, yo, who do you think looks better? Like, we're going to have a whole thing about it. It's going to be a whole thing.
Excuse me?
It's going to be on my Instagram poll, who the fuck looks better.
Yes.
Put your hand up if you think I look better. And put your hand down if you think... He looks better. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, you know.
Get tight.
Not gonna win.
Tell that nigga to take his shirt off.
I think what really takes me out is the please bring toxic masculinity back.
Shame
it has not gone anywhere.
Yeah, has it gone?
Okay. It has gone nowhere.
My name is elevated.
That nigga just doesn't listen to it. He was like, I do what I want.
Now I do what I want.
Please bully this nigga into going back into his shell. I don't like him being out and loving himself.
He doesn't listen to it when it comes to his fashion sense, but I'm sure he listens to it in other parts of his life.
Probably a whole day.
Do we think that, what's the person named 2K Slut? Do we think that she or they are of the ilk of, you know, this nigga ordered crab legs? He must be gay. This nigga had a birthday party. Homosexual activity. Y'all saw that one person who was like, niggas who call other niggas their OGs.
Oh my god, they made a whole
that day was a bad day because there was a lot of light-skinned biracial girls getting on my fucking nerves. There was like five of them saying really ridiculous things on Twitter, and I was like,
kept reposting them.
I was like, am I racist?
No. They were saying some wild shit. That shit. Or with the frenemies, if you ask me what I'm wearing.
Kaylin from Are You the One? Sad.
It was so much.
It was a lot of
that
bad
one
things
specifically.
Happened.
So yeah, it was. I don't think that tweet was in that taste. I think it was just funny.
Just checking, because you never know. But don't come from at 2K Slut. Yeah, I think that they were just kidding.
Don't do that. Because I honestly almost don't even think. There's a part of me that doesn't think that happened. It's just a really funny tweet.
It's just a funny thing to write.
I don't think that
this happened. Nigga hasn't been on a date in like 5 years. Like, oh yeah. They gonna live lying. This on Twitter though. You don't even wear shirts.
We're just pasties at all times, no matter where they go.
All right. Okay. Am I still sharing sound? I think I stopped.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my thing up in here. It's so funny to me. Maybe you guys have seen this.
Just wondering, do you support like a type of
LGBTQ?
Oh, LGBTQ. Nah, that's cool. We cool with that, right? We cool.
Yes.
We cool with that.
So I would like to come out as a proud member of the Legit Bigger Tigger community. LGBT. This looks like a typo. Legit bigger tigger. The fuck is that shit? And then just, oh yeah, that's cool, man. I'm down with the gays. This nigga said gay rights. Okay.
Yo.
Legit bigger tigger rights up in here.
Ooh, God. I'm so sorry.
It's funny because he's mad brawling.
Yeah, he's a big ass nigga. He looks like Randy Orton if you watch WWE. I'm not wearing that shirt on purpose, but yeah. He looks like a professional wrestler.
I'm crying real tears right now. No, that took me out.
I need time.
That was my reaction when I saw it first too. I was taking a pee and I just had to keep rewatching it over and over again.
You laugh at that. I'm like, oh my God. Real tears. No, it's not. Oh, God.
Okay, so for the people who didn't see, it's a person in a car who's like responding to when people ask questions on TikTok. And the question said, do you support the LGBTQ? It might have had the IA in it, which might have really fucked this nigga up.
It had like an A. And
that might have fucked this nigga up. Community. And he was like, what's that? Looks like a typo. He gave it his best shot. Y'all remember in third grade when you like, yo, what does that word say, son? I can't even. If it happened to us on this show, it happened to us on this show with the fucking science words and shit.
My nigga, look at this shit. Oh my God.
Rob is literally crying.
No, literally, like tears.
And yeah, the person driving the car, who I think is his romantic suitor, is like LGBTQ.
No,
it's okay, baby.
What gets me,
you'd be cool with that, right?
What gets me is that I would have never, I couldn't have made it into a word because it has no vowels. So he just took a whole bunch of consonants and he put it with vowels.
What is that? Ligia Bigga Tigga Nigga? Like, oh my God, it rhymes with nigga. Oh my God, I'm a Ligia Bigga Tigga Nigga. Oh no.
They could put an igga. Is that what you do when you see consonants?
Oh man,
he made pig Latin out that bitch. Okay,
I appreciate it. So I think the backstory behind this is that he has been in prison for a really long time and has just never actually seen these words spelled out before.
So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, but
this acronym. But still, what if you just try to read it?
I don't know. I don't know what I would have tried to do, but he gave it a shot. Sometimes you fail. Sometimes you don't scramble up the mountain. So sometimes funny. You walk the fuck back down.
I'm not even judging him. It's no. Just so funny.
It's legitimately funny. So Ligia Bigga Tigga is very funny.
Oh, like, I think it's so funny if you watch it.
Because he genuinely looks like, I don't know what that says.
I don't know what this is.
And then afterwards he's like, yeah, I'm fine. It's cool.
Yeah.
He's like, cool. Why are you asking this?
Gay rights.
Duh.
It's the nonchalantness for me. Like, it's,
He was like, I'm not Ligia Bigga Tigga, but I felt like Ligia Bigga Tigga. Oh, my best friend's Ligia Bigga Tigga.
And somebody put in the comments, like, Patrick from SpongeBob doing, like, the gay hand. Like, are you, you know, Ligia Bigga Tigga?
Yo, I love the internet!
Oh, man. Yeah, shout out to at Shane and Abel who did that one. And the original person who posted this was at Go Miss Diwana. And this is TikTok user A Couple with Goals. And their goals is to fuck up acronyms up in here, okay?
Facts.
I love that his partner was just like, looked at it. Oh, that's LGBTQ. And moved on.
But she did have to look at it though, like, nigga, what the fuck?
The best part is that when she did say it,
yeah,
he's like, oh yeah, of course.
Yeah. Duh.
I know that is.
Nah, it really, we're not homophobic and transphobic in here, nigga.
It really might have been the plus.
The
sign.
IA plus like, fucked him up.
If it's a plus, that means that there must be something in between. Like, the you press plus and then it expands. Let me just expand it.
Or, I don't know, I don't really use TikTok like that. So what's going on TikTok? Like, maybe he sees a whole bunch of acronyms all the time. He's like, these niggas are always on some bullshit. Here's another one of their shenanigans.
Here's another one of their shit.
Young whippersnappers in their terms.
Love it. Oh, man. Yeah.
Great. Love it. Quilt bang, Ligia Bigga Tigga. Happy Pride, so y'all. Happy Pride.
Yes. close.
I haven't had, like, a laugh attack like that. And maybe probably since 2019. Like, that was so funny that I physically, like, I was done laughing, and then it was like a second wave of laughter. That's when the tears came.
I needed that.
I gotta stop talking about that, because if I start laughing again, it's gonna be the
next
show.
Okay. All right. Happy to bring joy. Okay. Up next, are niggas out here pretending to massage and wax for pussy? Maybe so. Lord. All that and more after this. So, is the conversation in this episode so far resonating with you? Is it helping you learn some new shit? Is it helping you unlearn some old shit? Yeah, I thought it was pronounced as your biggest second. Like, oh, thanks for clearing that up. I didn't know. Or just allowing you to have a good ass time. I think that one
probably
might
be. Probably that one.
Okay, I'm hearing that it is. We love to hear that. We would also love for you to support the continuation of conversations like these. If you're listening to us on a podcast app, take a moment to subscribe to us or drop 5 stars and leave a rating for the homies. We want to get to 800 by August on Apple Podcasts. It's the 8 to August. If you got a little extra change, you can drop some cash in the PayPal by going to paypal.me/innerho, or you can come join our Patreon community and access our chat and virtual events for as low as $2 a month by going to patreon.com/innerhouprising, or you can just hit up your friend and say, yo, listen to this podcast, it's so funny, oh my god. We thank and love you all for your continued support. Next up, this nigga is not a waxer. Or is he? I don't know. We'll find out. Okay, so I guess I have to click this now, unfortunately. Okay, so this was posted by @theskinbarbie.
Yeah, so the caption says, girls, would y'all get y'all, like, accents. Girls, would y'all get your Brazilians done by a straight man? I don't think I would feel comfortable, as I am not at a place where I can separate male professionals from the general behaviors of men. !
We have a TikTok from @IamMojo. Like Mojo Jojo?
Mojo Jojo?
I don't know what that says.
But it's like...
Oh, Mujido. Mujido.
Okay.
Mujido.
Even though, don't follow this person.
Yeah. And Mujido has a TikTok and it says, reasons to get waxed by me. And then there's a picture of a kitty cat emoji, a trophy emoji, and the okay emoji.
Yeah,
what do those three things mean when put together? You got the top notch pussy. Okay,
I don't be on the internet.
I think you got the top notch pussy. Okay, so let's,
you got it on mute.
Yeah, let's describe it as it's happening. So a person in a hat, he's very nice eyebrows.
Yes, attractive dude with the green hat on and a black mask covering his face. And yes,
he takes off the mask,
does a very seductive smile, and bites lip like LL Cool J.
Mm-hmm.
And then zooms in. That's the okay thing. I'll make you comfortable. It's the first reason.
Number one.
Zooms in on his face again. Bites lip. Very professional. This whole video is his face, by the way. He zooms in. We can take breaks. 100. Sign. And then he
nice
smiles.
Teeth.
Yes. He's a very attractive man. And he zooms in on his
bite
face.
Flip again.
And then he says, book me. And then points to the trophy. But the thing about this, the context that you're missing, is the very sexy music that's playing in the background. But he's talking about waxing, which makes it very awkward.
Yeah. Like, imagine any other grooming thing. Like, imagine your nail tech is just like, I'm going to get your nails right, girl.
Like, yeah. It has a hand fetish.
Yes.
You know, my hands are soft, your hands are soft.
We just soft. We just
I also
touching,
want
touching.
To add, as a person who was waxed regularly, we don't need to take breaks. My wax lady is breaks. In. My wax lady, she can
wait,
she has it down.
Y'all
to
don't
a
go
science.
Rounds, cool? You don't do
no,
wax rounds?
We don't.
We go rounds tonight.
Baby, come through. You deserve wax rounds tonight.
Like, she literally has it down to like 7 minutes. We're in and out that bitch. Like,
so that, and I think that's the point, is that we can take breaks. Is, and you like, you have to watch a video to see the facial expressions.
There's sexual innuendo.
So like, we can take breaks was a very sexual innuendo. Like, we can take breaks while I'm watching your pussy so I can like have sex with it. And the next comment in the thread,
sorry,
from the person,
wait,
who posted,
can
it,
can we unpack that for one second?
I was going to say, even that phrase of we can take breaks while I'm waxing that pussy is very sexual. I feel like
before I have sex with it, Because that's even, yeah, I don't associate getting waxed with sexual activity. Like, that's like no, the last time I want something penetrating me.
That's all it gave off.
Yes.
Like, if we're taking or breaks, it's like...
Because, like, why are you taking your mask up? Why was your mask on in this video? You're in your car. Okay.
They want to cover up his cute-ass smile. Can't front.
And then takes the mask off to, like... I feel like there's also pussy-looking innuendos in that with all the biting.
I'm sure. And the next comment in the thread, which makes this very important, is... So, y'all... I keep messing this up. So, y'all, comma... should be there. This nigga is literally pretending to be a waxer. He has multiple TikToks asking people to support his waxing business, but nothing to show for it. I think it's creepy because he's telling the girls to message for more details. I don't like it! ! And that's what makes it more creepy, because I think people were going on his TikTok and probably like trying to go on his social media and seeing absolutely nothing about waxing, but seeing that it's like him saying like, you know, message me for details. And it's like, are you asking for, let me see what your coochie look like?
Jam. Oogdo. Because to be fair, did you look at his TikTok? Yeah. Did you look at his TikTok? And I... believe this person, but I have gotten into many an instance on Twitter where people just straight up lie. Like, people just straight up lie. True. And it's not that. Like, right after this, the person who posted this is like, okay, but hire me though.
I'm dead. That definitely did happen. What is their Instagram before I discredit this nigga? And he's just fucking weird.
I have to zoom into it because it's just so many. This is my legit bigotiga, okay? I don't know if that's an I or a J. I think it's an I am OOGDOE. I am OGDO.
I got him on TikTok.
Okay.
Let me get my FBI real quick,
actually. Oh, I see. I no, that's not the same person. OSTJD. No, it's another nigga. Peep is TikTok. I don't have TikTok. Who am I kidding? Lying to you guys this whole time.
This nigga sucks at waxing, and he's like the best waxer.
World's best waxer. Maybe I'm getting him conflated with the masseuse, weird masseuse nigga, but also that nigga is
okay. A
masseuse nigga.
It checks out. It checks out.
So.
Oh, no?
No. Okay. No. There is no information on his TikTok.
About waxing, yep.
About waxing, there's not. Pictures of services rendered. Uh-huh. There is nothing but this man's face.
Yeah, it's always his face.
It's always
from the same angle in the van that he drives to work. Like, this is be
yes.
Okay, so that nigga drives a van to work. He probably uses the van for work. Therefore, I conclude that this nigga's gassing.
Yeah, it's the odds are not in his favor. The evidence is not in his favor right now. And I've scrolled down to February 18th.
This is the time where if somebody says some shit like this, this is the time where you'd be like, no, and you post something like, oh, here's a
here's
all the pussies I've waxed or something. Like, I don't know. If you don't have a rebuttal, it means that it's probably true.
Very odd.
I just don't believe it.
But then he posted another Charlotte, North Carolina, support my waxing business. Cat emoji, fire eyes. And it's just a video of him driving. And he's zooming in on graffiti.
I'm out, girl. Oh, God.
Connect if you are in NCSCGA. Follow me. That's kind of disturbing. Honestly, I don't know. Like, that's, I don't know if
he's pretending to be a waxer to get coochie.
Yeah, that's disturbing. That's it. I don't know if there's a market for people who want their pussies poorly waxed, or I don't know. Maybe it's a front. I don't know what's going on. We need investigative journalism. We need like the Pro Publica for ho shit. Ho Publica. I'm going to start it.
Hold on 1 minute.
What is Akua looking at? Akua's the editor in chief of Ho Publica.
I'm fucking
Wait, Ho Publica?
Okay. So there's an original TikTok introducing. It says, starting my own wax business. Fire emoji. Pussy emoji, cat emoji, fire emoji. It is, again, just of this man's face.
I don't want fire to be associated with my waxes.
And no information. Oh, the follow-up was, follow me and DM me for more information.
Yeah.
I don't see not a waxing pot. I don't see waxing pebbles. I don't see any. I don't see nothing associated to the wax.
That's very disturbing. That's very disturbing.
That I should be seeing.
Yeah. That's disturbing. And that's not cool, you know?
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like that. Where did Rob go?
I'm going to DM him to find out what
happened. We really up in, this is whole publica up in here. Yeah,
this is whole publica. Is this my?
AKA okay, whole publica.
So I'm going to message him for more details.
We got to get real. I mean, now that the world is open up, we got to just straight up fly Instagram. Down there with a mic, put in his face like, okay, show us your waxing business, sir.
So I found his Instagram because it's linked to his TikTok. Uh-huh. Not a nan picture of a wax table, not the popsicle sticks they be using, nothing.
Is it for clout?
What do you mean?
Like, is it like posing? Like, can you pose and you get clout from it?
We don't know. He could be doing it for pussy. He could be doing it for clout. It could be a bet. This is just weird. Facts. This is just weird. It could be a front. It could be a market for people who like fake waxes.
So I want to read his story. So I've clicked on his story. It says, came up with a brilliant idea and they twisted it all up on social media trying to make my idea look perverted or sexual. I'm going to advertise myself the way I want, and the way you take it is on you. My business and ideas will prosper without you, believe me.
All right, so show us the wax thing. That's like me shaking my fucking ass and being like, yo, I do box braids, bitch, but here's me shaking my fucking ass. And that's fine. And somebody's like, okay, let me see your box braid works. And I just shake my ass again four more times.
This is all I know. I do box braids, but I can't show you that. Just come to my house.
Please. Okay,
so I am now messaging him on Instagram. Hey, whole publica. Like,
not a lighthearted like social
info.
Media episode turning into investigative journalism. I was off of work, nigga.
How to book a wax with you. Do I add emojis?
You gotta put cat emoji, fire emoji, a wink emoji.
I got it. All right.
The wink emoji.
And then a winky emoji.
Oh, we're going to follow up next week.
Yeah, you got to follow up.
We're going to follow up.
So you have to listen to next week's episode, or should we reveal the answer on Patreon?
We should add one of our Patreon hangouts.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
I'm doing it specifically on Instagram because there's more photos of me on Instagram.
Oh, there you go.
There ain't nothing but a video of my child on TikTok. He's like, hey, this my mom. I'm her child. I'm like, this is just a front for you. I can't find the winky emoji. Hold on.
It does not use Apple keyboards. It's literally your son at all times. Savviness is
like, it's literally a mountain. Like, sometimes it's like, oh, you know how to do this random ass shit on Zoom, but where's the winky emoji? I don't know.
All right, message sent. We shall find out.
I hope we get an answer before this episode is over, but if not, check out the answer on Patreon. But in general, I would say don't patronize this man.
Oh no, do not patronize this. Go find you a fully licensed
first of all.
And practiced esthetician who can show you their work.
Where's your license? It's just my smile, baby. That's what it is.
Licks lips.
No.
He was posting like this. Yeah. Yeah, I fucking shaved pussies.
His logo is just that fuck boy emoji thingy.
Yeah.
All right. So next up, we're going to the Lustin experience. Unfortunately, more of the same vein. All right,
this is even. I don't even know if this is worse. This is just an experience in itself. It makes you feel a lot of things. I hope that you guys are on YouTube so you can enjoy this visual experience.
Yes. Okay. So this is this. This is at the Lustin experience. This was your nigga?
I found
okay.
him, yeah.
You want to read his bio? Give us a little walkthrough.
So what happened was Rob brought this tweet and it started a conversation about, because this is a trend I've been seeing on Instagram, of these very sensual massages that I know were not taught in massage school. And the masseur is always a cis man. And they are always massaging.
Yeah, it's all ass. I might have to blur this out for YouTube because, you know, YouTube be like, is that porn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's porn right there.
I would understand because this is fucking wild.
Yeah, YouTube thinks anything is porn. So they'll definitely think this is porn.
They're always massaging in these very, really sexual positions. You know,
all ass.
all ass. I'm, you know, being straddled in between.
Look at this on the right. Legs. Oh my fucking God.
Like, no.
What the fuck?
I know you didn't. I know this was not a style of masseuse, yes, of massaging that you learned in masseuse school. And I know that you are low key being a sex worker without saying you a sex worker. Right. And I need you to say that
if,
you're a sex worker.
If you are trying to use Instagram, because we know Instagram is also very sex work phobic, they will kick you the fuck off, although they haven't kicked him the fuck off, which is quite interesting to me. You know, that's fine. So at first, when you brought this to our experience, it says the Lustin experience or whatever. So I'm like, okay, I don't think that he's saying he's a masseuse. But then we went to his personal page at Call Me Manu, and it says fitness and massages. Yeah. And then this is his massage page.
Because his last name is Lustin.
Yeah, but just to say Lustin experience is like, it's an experience. I'm not necessarily saying I'm giving massages. This could be a sensual experience. But this clearly says this is a massage page. So
So when you scroll his personal page, you see that he does like regular fucking massages.
Oh, he does?
Like it gets continuously like more like,
oh,
way
there's
more
actually
sexy.
Someone who's not a skinny white light skinned woman, which is interesting.
Yes. But literally has no drawers on. But it like the further down you get on the regular page, like the more normal the massages look.
Okay, so maybe he pivoted to sex. And honestly,
I don't even know, because the way that this is... Yeah, see, this is the normal stuff, and this is, like, the older stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, where people are covered with the blanket.
Yeah, but what's going to get you fucking attention on social media and get you more clients?
That's a fact, but then also gets mad lusty over here. My thing is, so, like, with personal trainers, right, at the gym, like, they're not supposed to, like, massage you because it's considered sexual harassment. I'm very, concerned. I'm curious about... the rules of massage therapy and what is considered sexual harassment. Like, not in the sense that, like, somebody's saying it is sexual harassment, but, like, what is considered, like, the ways that you can practice your massage therapy.
Well,
like, what are the
any of that is... Yeah, I mean, harassment and, like, because I'm assuming the people who are in the videos, like, they're being videoed and their asses are out and stuff like that. I'm assuming that they enjoy it.
Yes.
I don't want to get too much into the what is considered massage and what is not considered massage, because we know that, like, sex work is criminalized. So, like, if you have to code it as just massage, this is the same thing with massage parlors. So, like, I kind of fuck with Lustin. Like, as long as he's not like, oh, I give fitness massage, and he's, like, going there and just touching your ass.
Yeah.
I think he's telling us exactly who he is, and he's showing it, as opposed to the waxer who is saying he's just waxing and using this sexually coded thing to, I think that they're two different people. And I don't particularly have an issue with what he's doing. It was just really funny to see, though. And at first it was all light-skinned women who looked like Instagram models, and that was kind of annoying. But that's what the algorithm likes, so.
Yeah. And I mean, what just got me a lot of it was just the things.
It literally looks like a horny nigga. Like the whole, can you give me a massage, bae? And they're just touching your ass off rip.
Well, for respect.
Yeah, like, why do you have to touch my ass off rip? So.
Off rip. There's
He just looks horny. Oh, like, he might not be. He might not be, but he looks horny.
With him, it's like you get what you asked for. I do remember yesterday being like, but I'm turned on. I don't know if I booked this nigga.
Yeah.
I'm turned on.
Yeah.
But I don't know how I'd feel about getting a massage that intimate. And
yeah, I think like we were talking about yesterday, we're like, this is not a fascia massage. Like, he's not working on pressure points and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that there is a space for him or anyone like him, whatever your gender is, in this country to legally advertise what this is.
Yeah, that's a sensual massage.
Yeah.
I've seen women also post stuff like that, and like post like after a client left, like there was like squirt all
that was
the
one of my
table.
Submissions, but I was like, we don't have to do that.
I mean, it's in there. It's the same realm
of
like the sensual massage thing. Uh-huh. And I'm sure that New York City is probably even more strict about those kinds of things.
Right.
I would love to date a nigga though who's like, let me give you a massage, and that's the massage. Because niggas be like this, needing a little thumb,
little poking you.
And then they just move straight to your butt. It's like, you didn't even make me feel okay.
I don't want the sensual massage. I want somebody to really get in these fashion, nigga, because my upper back always hurts.
Oh, I paid somebody
put
for
your
that.
Fucking elbow in my back, but I want it for free, okay?
Okay.
Elbow in my back. Yes. Get in there. Just I want to feel you.
I want to fuck you so bad.
That's going to make me horny. My favorite part before the, oh yeah, now I'm touching your asshole. Your ass. Sometimes your asshole. Is
yeah,
I wish I could show, but I don't want to stand up. Like right underneath your butt cheeks, like that shit gets yes. very tense. So massaging that yes. area right there, yeah.
That's the end of your glutes, your hamstring.
Yes, yes.
Shit slides.
That's a happy medium between both. It's like, oh, you touch my ass, no. But also, you're relieving the pain in my.
my yes. I could take somebody doing that to me right now after that breaking my ridge hike. Let me hire this nigga.
Yeah, so the whole publica.
Like, can I keep my bra on? Please. Can you massage your lungs?
Lustin is in New York, so I don't know, we'll see.
I'll give you guys an update.
Thank you. Only on the Patreon, though. Okay. Yeah, Patreon. We are over an hour, and I didn't want this episode to be more than an hour. I can show one more quick funny thing. So this is the person at is Lydia O, and they said, we don't talk about this enough. And it's a screenshot of translation from English to German. And the German translation of birth control pills is anti-baby pillin.
Is it really?
Yeah, I looked it up after. It actually is.
I see this like translation of different words into, you know, German or even like Dutch, and it'd be like mad literal, and I love it. Like
I am dying because it's like it's so funny because it almost shouldn't be real. It's like that, like yeah. those like those things where it's like, oh, 50 Cent's real name is blah blah blah, like, you know, like this should not be real, and I am crying.
Anti-baby
and I'm
girl.
Gonna ask my German friends. I'm going to ask him if this is real. Or just hit me
just
up.
Just have him say German, it. Have him say it.
Know. I'm going to tell him to send me a voice note. Because I need to hear it.
Auntie baby pillin. 9-9. 9 baby.
Oh, anyway.
Shout out to German. The mother language of English. So, I mean, yeah, it's fucking literal, nigga.
Auntie baby pillin. I want to know what, like, is, like, Tylenol, like, hand. Like, I just want to know, like, how far does this go? But the fact that it has baby in it, it also reminds me that English is, like, not, like, a thing. We just stealing words.
Oh, man. Let me take my anti-baby pills, nigga.
Yeah, when you got your alarm on your phone with child,
I gotta change it.
Like, oh, let me go take my anti-baby pillin.
I'm gonna change my alarm on my phone for my birth control pill.
When I go to the doctor, can I get a refill on my
anti-baby pillin?
Like, the fuck? It's a word.
Yeah. Look it up, culture. You fucking doc. Ignorant. All right, let's end. Let's end, Akua. What are we ending on?
All right. We are ending it on a caboose. So the tweet was this tweet was put out by HBCU Fessions. It's a confessions page for like all HBCU goers, attendees, graduates, whatever. And the tweet was, me and my nigga ran a caboose on a Clark girl after our party, and we only had one condom, so we both had to share it. We found out later she had herpes. We dodged herpes, but at what cost? And this was a confession entered by someone who attended Morehouse.
Damn. All Morehouse niggas speak up on behalf of your people. There's a lot wrong. There's a lot wrong.
I did not have to do that.
There's a lot wrong. First of all,
I do want to say that the comment underneath it said, you shared what? Because
how do you
nigga, what? We only had one condom, so we both
there's a
had
lot
to
wrong.
Share it.
Okay, let's start from the top. Let's start from the okay, top. Okay, me and my okay. nigga ran a caboose. First of
yeah,
all,
yeah. So that's the first wrong.
Yeah, I don't like running train terminologies.
You had a threesome,
and all that stuff,
bro.
But this nigga really he took it there because he was like a caboose. He's like, this is a big ass train. If we are playing into trains. Two niggas ain't no train, nigga. That's a bus, bitch.
Not a train.
That's a fucking bus. That's a trolley.
A bus?
That's not a caboose. We ran an Amtrak.
Caboose sounds grand.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all niggas had a threesome, bro. You say
Caboose
me and my
is like the Harry Potter fucking railroad, nigga. Like, we are this is platform 9 3/4.
This shit in San Francisco. Wait,
no, I thought Caboose was the back of a train.
Not a cool with actual terminology. Not revealing
that
our
makes
ignorance.
It even worse, though. I guess because that's no. What you call like a caboose is an ass.
A caboose is the end of the train.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, caboose. But then also when I heard caboose, the first thing I thought was an ass. I'm like, you ran an ass?
Maybe that's what they did. Maybe they was riding.
But you didn't run a train.
They didn't run a train.
Even if it was three y'all niggas, the way that it was set up, y'all niggas was just having sex with each other.
You had group sex. You had group sex.
You had a threesome.
Yeah, after
okay,
a party.
So what's the second part?
After a party, and we had only one condom. So we, having one condom is fine. So yeah, we both had to share it.
You ain't had to do shit.
That's the part right
you
there.
Chose you chose to share it.
You did not have
you
to do shit.
You chose. How did the sharing go?
Yeah, so that's a lot of the things I'm thinking about. So I'm like, cool. A, the other nigga didn't nut. So that's why I know y'all wasn't running the train. Y'all was having a threesome. And two, that means that the nigga rolled. Because I know you're not like, if you have to think about this methodically. So you didn't take it from the tip. And
no, we do.
You rolled it down and gave it to your man, and then nigga rolled it up. You know it was loose because condoms are losing elasticity when you take it out. They're not that
effective. Did he turn it inside out?
I thought about that too.
Oh my god. Oh no, but then nah,
they're not protecting her, but they don't care about her.
Obviously not. But they're also not protecting themselves because then they're like
they're exchanging whatever they have.
You're trusting each other.
You know,
you're trusting yeah,
niggas love the bros. Much. Niggas love the honestly, after this, they probably went up to their dorm and fucked each other. Like niggas be capping for the gram. Niggas be capping for the gram.
I wasn't done. I couldn't tell
me. I didn't know. Me neither, so. Bro. Oh hey. All right,
let's just finish.
You want a little razzle.
And then okay, so then the last part.
Yes.
So we found out that she had herpes, so we dodged that, but at what cost? So
there's a lot wrong with that. You just got to listen to Herpes 101 by Anna Hall Uprising because there's a lot you don't understand about herpes up in here.
Yes. Because if you dodged it, it probably wasn't because of the condom.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You just happened to not get it.
You just happened.
Yes.
Yeah, honestly, she probably didn't even have herpes. Or if she did, she probably didn't disclose it. It was probably just like, oh, we're making something up because this is a college campus and we are assholes. Yes,
and niggas be wilding for respect.
Yeah.
But also, at what cost? The condom did not protect you. It's literally not how herpes works. And it's not how rolling down a condom and rolling up a condom. Because if there were herpes cells on that condom, when you rolled it down and rolled it up, you probably put those cells on the inside of the condom.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing you did was possibly prevent pregnancy if you guys would have, if one of you nutted at the end. So when you
the
nutted at
only
the
thing you did was make a tweet for HBCU Fessions. And, you know, congratulations, NFL episode, NFL Uprising. So that might have been the best thing you ever did in your whole goddamn life. This is your peak.
The only good thing
this
you
is your
do.
Peak. Akua, are you okay?
No. No, I'm not okay.
You ran a caboose. So basically, to rephrase this tweet.
Me and my nigga ran an ass.
And me and my man had a threesome after a party. We only had one condom, and we are clearly not the most intelligent niggas on the
planet. So we chose to share it.
We chose to share
it. No, not that they're not intelligent. They're so deprived of pussy that they could not
right.
say, you know what, bro? You take this one.
Facts. I'll be on the side. I'll beat my meat.
I don't know. I don't think that's it. Because niggas just be fucking horny. No matter what.
Yeah.
No,
I think.
The had to. Oh, it's like, to. Would you not? Would
we
you not get
it.
A chance
we
to have
take
sex
one
with
for
someone
the
else?
You, yeah, it's the had to.
Why did
show
you
the
have to?
Of it having to happen.
That's
we,
the desperation.
We had to
you
have
still chose,
to
though. You still chose. I don't like playing into stereotypes of men. Fucking, oh, I was so urged to. No, nigga.
This person happened to have herpes.
Maybe.
And we just didn't. Maybe. This person maybe could have had herpes, but we didn't
contract
get
herpes
it.
During
because
the sexual encounter.
Yes, we just did not. We just
because
did not get
that's
it.
That's how transmission of STIs works.
Yes,
sometimes.
Transmission does not work that way because the way in the way that we use the condom, it made no difference.
Like, could niggas not just have rock, paper, scissors for the condom and
go to the store?
Go to the store.
This is a dorm. Knock on your fucking homie's door, nigga.
Facts. Knock on anybody's door, bro. I do not know you. I need a fucking
jerk
condom
off
right
in
now.
The corner. Okay.
Like, we in the HBCU.
Be a cop. No niggas got condoms. Something.
Like. But also, like, I definitely have had to tell niggas, like, we making out, do you have a condom? No. Okay, go to the store. And the fact that niggas did not have a condom and were trying to have sex with me, by the time they got back from the store, it's like, I don't want to have sex with you after that. The fact that you are not prepared and you try to fuck me, I don't want to have sex with you anymore.
Yeah.
I'm prepared, but I'm not giving you my condom. I just want to see how you roll. And it's not happening.
Serve exactly your condoms for the ones who deserve, nigga. Okay.
But for the niggas, I'm like, I don't care if you have a condom. I want to do this right now. Pull down your pants. I'm rolling this shit on. So I gotta make sure I'm rolling this shit on myself. I can't trust you niggas. Y'all niggas don't know how to put on condoms.
Oh my God. I want to add that I went looking for the direct link because what I had was a screenshot.
It's since been removed.
And at HBCU Fashions has been suspended. It says Twitter suspends accounts that violate the Twitter rules.
I'm sure niggas violated Twitter rules by posting the most outlandish things. I've seen those pages and I'm like, how is this even possible? Niggas just be tight. I feel like a lot of those things could not possibly happen.
So let's rule on it. Was this a made up story?
I believe it.
Hey, so listen.
It could both and not both be true. I don't know.
If you have a story that is equally outlandish, but you know it's true, please let us know so we can compare.
That reminds me of the early Interho Uprising days when niggas actually listened to this podcast. Not listened to this podcast, wrote into this podcast and weren't like scared of us as people because niggas don't write it anymore. I don't know why. But people used to write in and I'd be like, I don't think that happened, but I'll read it for entertainment purposes. But did you do all that? It's unlikely. But hey, thanks. Yes. You're a writer.
Cap.
You're a writer. And we appreciate the creativity at the end of the day.
We sure.
But not when it promotes false beliefs about how STIs and sexual health practices work. So.
Yes. Yeah. Don't be out here.
Please
lying.
Do not share condoms.
That's literally lying on your dick. Like, that's the term, lying on your dick. This is a manifestation.
This nigga is quite literally lying on his dick.
OD lying. Girl had herpes, we died. But okay, buddy. Okay, did you also get a blood test?
They gave her herpes.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, no!
Not that there's anything wrong with herpes.
No.
But the irony of that happening would be kind of funny. Definitely.
You know, we gotta stop, because if we keep going into this, this could be a very dark hole.
Okay. Okay, well, if this episode made you laugh, helped you learn something, made you feel good, made you question yourself in a good way, or positively moved you in any sense.
In any sense.
I love reused condoms. That's my favorite genre of story. Please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher and let everyone you know that you love these hoes. We appreciate all of you.
And if you would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at Interho Uprising without the G on Twitter, at Interho Uprising with the G on Instagram and Facebook. You can join our Facebook group by searching Interho Uprising Community. That is CUMMUNITY. And you can head to InterhoUprising.com to pay a hoe. You guys can follow me, Aku, at Hey Aku Girl on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Clubhouse.
Sorry for screaming in your ear. I just got so excited when I heard you do it. I was so excited doing it. And you can follow me. You can follow me at, I don't have an Instagram. But I might at some point. So it's Smoking Pee-Pee. And on Twitter, I'm the_body.
I am at AntiBabyPillin on all platforms. No, I'm just kidding. I'm at SlamRid. All right. Have a lovely week, because you motherfucking deserve to. Bye.